They have posted some shutouts, have also been shut out this year, so they're a team that, you know, really has shined and has been the lows of all lows. They have a unique offense that has the potential to put up points, but it is a very risky offense. The option offense is always risky, but has a lot of rewards to it as well. And I know Bath, just looking at them today, are very excited to be here and will need to bring their best to move on to next week.
One of the teams Bath was shut out by was Pewaumee Westphalia with a score of 35-0. PW, for short, is still in the playoff picture in the adjacent district in the same region. They play undefeated Carson City Crystal Falls today. The Bath Fighting Bees like to run the ball by executing a double-wing offense, utilizing their fullback and quarterback in an option play quite heavily. The quick on his feet senior quarterback goes by the name of Dylan Moffitt and is number 4 on the Bath roster.
Yeah, Moffitt against Lakers had 22 carries for 82 yards and 2 scores. He was also 4 for 11 through the air, 84 yards and another score. He's 6 foot, 170 pounds, Clark. He plays a good-sized quarterback and plays a very nice defensive back as well.
The other half of the Fighting Bee Colony comes from the efforts of a strong fullback. Anthony Reindress carried the ball 22 times for 142 yards and a touchdown against Lakers. He puts his head down, charges the line, and can rumble for some big plays.
Yeah, he was too much for Lakers, especially in that second half. He's a downhill runner. He doesn't really go around people, Clark. He tends to go through them or over them. As undersized as Harbor Beach is, they will have to tackle well to stop him tonight.
The option offensive Bath can cause some havoc up front and sometimes relying on the secondary to make the stop. But just when you think the run is coming, Moffitt will stick in the pocket and connect with his favorite receiver, number 7, Cam Ellsworth.
Yeah, Ellsworth may have only had 2 catches last week out of 4 attempts, but they went for 55 yards, and both of those catches went for first downs, and one was on a 3rd and 20.
We're going to take a listen in as the Harbor Beach Marching Band, the Marching Pirates, play our national anthem.
Let us honor and respect our efforts and our country by gentlemen removing their caps and everyone standing at attention, placing their hands over their hearts as we join the American Legion Post number 197 and the Harbor Beach High School Band under the direction of Field Commander Halima Akil as we honor America with our national anthem.
And the Marching Pirates there with the national anthem. As the bee roams, 110 miles separate these two schools, but as the beekeeper travels 156 miles in a 2-hour and 42-minute journey stand between Bath High School and the small town nestled along the shores of Lake Huron. Bath High School has 325 students enrolled, making them the second largest team in Division 7, less by one student. And Harbor Beach is, in fact, the smallest school in the division, with 252, Bath with a 73-student advantage. Last year, the Fighting Bees went 3-6, the Pirates 13-1, winning the Division 8 state title. Offensively, Bath averages 23.9, Harbor Beach averages 47.2, advantage to the Swashbucklers by 23.3 on offense. Defensively, the Fighting Bees have given up, on average, 23.7, and the Orange and Black have allowed 10.8, so the Pirates with the defensive advantage as well by 12.9. Harbor Beach will have to cover a 24.5-point spread tonight to keep Las Vegas goers happy. For those curious, Bath, Michigan is an unincorporated community, much like Beale City or Parisville or White Rock, designated for the census. It's located just north of East Lansing, only 6 miles from Michigan State's campus. It is located just north of East Lansing and is officially in Bath Township of Clinton County with a population of 2,083. That's unlike White Rock. The actual township, though, has a population of 11,598 over 35 square miles, roughly one-third the entire population of Huron County. Bath Township on Tuesday just shot down a millage to operate and fund a public library. The no votes actually doubled the yay votes, 625 to 299. We'll get to the rest of that later, Dave. We're gonna delay on our trivia question here as we are getting started right on time. We're about 15 seconds away from the stroke of 7 o'clock. And therefore, it's time to play football. Your current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 37 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 50% chance of rain this evening. Winds are on the west northwest at 2 miles an hour and gusting up to 3 miles an hour. Visibility is at 10 miles, and the humidity is at 64% as Nick Hessling is ready to kick this off for the Pirates. Right to left across your radio, the Pirates won the toss, and they elected to defer to the second half. The kicking arm goes down at the 10-yard line, takes a Harbor Beach bounce, and we have a touchback. Number 3, Leslie Payne, watched it go right into the end zone, and they will start their drive on the 20-yard line, an 80-yard field to work with in front of them, left to right across your radio. The dew point currently is at 28. It feels like it's 37 degrees out. The humidity is at 64%. Sunset was a long time ago, 6:23, and we're currently in a waning crescent moon phase, so I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Your officials tonight, Joe Patriga. We'll get there in a second.
Joe works for me.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, Joe's good.
Okay. As the first handoff's right to Reindress, right through the middle, and Harbor Beach meets him at the line of scrimmage and pushes him back. Maybe a one-yard gain when all said and done, right through the middle. Number 75, Josh Wan, leading the tackle for Harbor Beach. The Pirate front line is fired up, and it's a second and nine coming for Bath.
And you've already seen them linebackers, defensive backs get into the backfield already. Colin Cook right there next door to Juan making the stop.
They come out, same formation, double wing. That means basically a slot receiver right outside of the guards. Now a man in motion to the left, and it's an option to the left, and they get it out to Payne, who's trying to come around the seam around the left side, and Eli Kraft is there to bring him down for no gain on the far sideline. It's still now third and nine and no gain on the option.
Yeah, and it's hard to fool a quarterback out there. Eli Kraft in perfect position to make the stop, ready for the pitch. Just nowhere to go. Moffitt had nowhere to go. The pitch guy had to beat Kraft and just wasn't going to happen.
A third and nine now for the Bath Fighting Bees in their first drive. They're at the 21-yard line. They started at the 20-yard line. They're going trips to the right, one to the left, and in the pistol formation. Rolling to his right, looking to pass, and here come the Pirates swarming, and they bring him down for the sack. Harbor Beach swarms to the ball as Moffitt had nowhere to go but down. Looked like Devin Gardner in number 80 for Harbor Beach. That was Nick Hessling, and he brings it down for the sack.
Oh, Nick Hessling off the end. Did a nice job. Moffitt stepped up to have dodged the pressure brought by Austin Ginther. Stepped up into the pocket, and Hessling was waiting for him for the sack.
It's a loss of 6 on the play, and now a 4th and 15, and the punt comes from the 2-yard line, and it barely's off, and it's a punt that gets out to about the 35-yard line, takes a Bath bounce to the 37. So a 22-yard punt, and Harbor Beach will get the ball at Bass, 37-yard line, a short field to work with.
Clark, that looked like one of your golf shots.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, and it's totally true.
Yes, it was.
Of all the rounds I made out, the two rounds I made it out, that's pretty accurate. Your officials tonight, let's try this again. Joe Patriga. We have two father-son duos out there. Joe Patriga is the referee, and the line judge is Justin Patriga. The umpire, Brian Weaver, and the back judge is B.J. Weaver, and then there's Cliff DuBois, who's the linesman, just hanging out with the rest. Harbor Beach coming out the spread. Eli in the pocket now has to scramble for it. He's in the backfield, spins twice, and gets back to the line of scrimmage, dives forward to the 35-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards, according to if the spot stands. It's going to be actually a gain of one, splitting the 36 and the 35-yard line, second and nine for the Pirates, working off the right hash, right to left across your radio.
Yeah, Kraft looking for the screen pass, wasn't there. Had to do all he could just to get 1 yard. Casey Kessler eventually made the stop for